And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you today. Hope you are having a fantastic day. Currently outside, 34 degrees. And joining us now on the phone for the police chief of Independence, we have Jerry Harrison with us this morning. And sir, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kyle. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Just preparing for the winter weather that's about to move into the area overnight into tomorrow morning. Just getting ready for that. All right. Well, sir, got a few things that you did want to talk about today. And one of the things that you did want to talk about is the Kansas Commission on Peace Officers Standards and Training. So just tell us a little bit about that this morning.
Well, the reason I wanted to talk about it is because a lot of folks aren't aware. You know, you have these activist groups that are going to Topeka and around the country trying to make changes to the way law enforcement is governed around the United States. And I think it's very important that Kansans are aware of who is watching the watchers here in the state of Kansas. So I wanted to share some information about our own governing body or regulating body, and that's the Kansas CPOST Commission, or the Kansas Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training, and they are the regulatory agency for all law enforcement officers in the state of Kansas.
So tell us just kind of the few things they do, what CPOST does. What are just a few things they do to start out with?
Well, the main thing they do is they issue police officer certifications. They also, one of the most important things they do is maintain a central registry of all the police officers in the state. They maintain our training records inside that registry. They investigate officers for violating the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Act and suspend and revoke officer certifications for violations of the act. And they also help us prevent what we've come to call the wandering officer. And that's the police, you know, In any group of society, you're going to have about 3 to 5% of the people that are going to be a problem, and we're not immune to that. And so we are actively seeking out that 3 to 5% of problem people and removing them from our profession. And we call those wandering officers, and that's the police officer that gets on at a law enforcement agency, causes problems, gets terminated or leaves, tries to get on at other law enforcement agencies, and they just continue to bounce around causing problems for communities. And we've got Kansas CPOST and the state legislature have put mechanisms in place that allow us to detect those people and try to remove them from our profession.
And one of the things that you were saying there, you're saying they track your training. And the first training act in Kansas was passed in 1968. So just a little bit more about that. Tell us about that training act.
Yes, so the first training act was passed in 68. And the first certification program in Kansas, I believe it began in 1983. And this is when the state of Kansas had the regulatory authority to begin suspending and revoking and denying certifications for police officers.
And this act, what else does this act do? It requires officers to kind of go over a few evaluations, does it not?
That's a great point. You know, you have to be a police officer in the state of Kansas, you have to pass a psychological evaluation. And then throughout our career, we're required to report, self-report any criminal conduct. So, you know, if a police officer were to be out fishing or hunting and wander onto someone else's property and get cited for trespass, we'd have to report that to Kansas CPOST. It also establishes minimum qualifications for certification. And as the statute's written right now, you have to be a U.S. citizen. You have to have your fingerprints taken and a background check performed. You have to have a high school or GED level of education. You can't have any physical or mental conditions that prevent you from being a police officer. You have to be at least 21 years old. You have to have good moral character. Nothing disqualifying in your criminal history. And the big one is no convictions of domestic violence. We watch out for that. We scrutinize people for that very heavily.
Right. And that, because that can be an issue sometimes. And but again, that sounds like there's a lot of that. So anytime an officer leaves the department for any reason, is it reported to C-Post?
It is, yes. Every time, no matter what reason an officer leaves a law enforcement agency, you know, they put in a professional amount of notice, and they maybe an independent police officer says, hey, I want to go to the FBI or the Highway Patrol or Wichita or somewhere and be a police officer. And so, you know, they've served us well, and we wish them well and hope they represent our name well as they move on in their career. And so they put in their resignation. We have 30 days to report to C-Post that, number one, the officer left, and number two, why the officer left. And if the officer left, before they got, if the officer knew they were going to get in trouble or thought they were going to get in trouble and they left before that investigation was completed and action was taken against them, we have to report that as well. And then, of course, if an officer is terminated for cause, for any reason, we would have to report that as well. And that's kept inside the central, that data, that information is logged inside the central registry. And that helps C-Post see where all of an officer has worked and why they, and any reason why they left. And any law enforcement agency, by state statute, any law enforcement agency in the United States, if an officer leaves one department and goes, applies at another, if they ask to see that documentation from C-Post, in the state of Kansas and any other state in the nation, they can come to C-Post and ask for that information, and C-Post is required to share that. And it even goes a step further that, once that the agency from anywhere in the country gets that information as to why that officer left, the next step they do is they send us a signed background release, and by state law, I have to allow them access to that officer's personnel file. So, in most industries, when you're following up on an applicant, all you're going to get is, well, they worked here from this date to this date, and they are eligible or not eligible for rehire. But in the state of Kansas, we have a state statute that requires us to share that person's personnel file.
Go ahead.
Well, that is just a very powerful mechanism that allows us to see why police officers might leave another agency. They may go work a couple of years here, a couple of years there, and we get their background information and we can find out that they're a problem and we don't want to subject our citizens. The Independence Police Department zealously guards our profession's reputation, and we look at every bit of information we can on somebody when we do a background check. And, when we detect that, we say thank you for applying. We wish you luck, but we're you weren't selected, So we don't want those kind of officers that cause problems in other communities coming here and causing problems in our community and jeopardizing our citizens unjustly.
Absolutely, and that definitely makes a total sense. Kansas C-Post, they're kind of the defender of integrity and truth for the citizens of Kansas, are they not?
Yes, and they bill themselves as the defender of integrity and truth. And and I'm proud to have my certification come from an organization that scrutinizes our profession so heavily. They, like I said, they've had the authority. This is interesting, Kyle, that in the state of Kansas, there's been the authority to decertify a police officer since 1983. But, the states like Hawaii, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and the federal government, there is no mechanism in place for those organizations to decertify their law enforcement officers. Massachusetts just got this authority in 2020, and California, of all places, just passed decertification laws in 2021. And that is shocking to me, and that needs to change. That needs to change around our country, and a lot of states would be wise to duplicate the process that the state of Kansas and all the people that were involved had the wisdom to enact here.
And with Kansas right now, it has over 8,300 active law enforcement officers. And just kind of bringing up another one, Minnesota has over 10,000. But there's been decertifications here in this state and Minnesota as well, correct?
Well, yeah. You know, you've got, like you said, there's 8,300, a little over 8,300 active law enforcement officers in the state of Kansas. And from 2012 to 2020, Kansas decertified 371 police officers. So, as you can see there, they are actively scrutinizing and protecting the citizens of Kansas from people that should not be police officers. But then you go to a state like Minnesota, they've got almost 11,000 officers, and they decertified 33 officers in that same time frame. And, you know, you can look to the problems in Minnesota, and you can see that maybe there are some reforms that need to be put in place. You look at Pennsylvania, they've got over 27,000 officers, and they decertified 35 between 2014 and 2018, and at that same time, Kansas decertified 307. So as you can see, our C-post is very, very busy and very dedicated to removing people from the profession that should not be in the profession.
Absolutely. So, and you guys do a great job with that, because also with C-Post, there's a, you know, a ton of transparency in that, because there's a lot of things that go on with it.
Yes, there's and you know, the decertification process is a complicated process, like any legal process. But yeah, Kansas C-Post is an open book to the citizens of Kansas. You don't have to be involved in law enforcement at all. You can go there and, you know, you could file an open records request, and on a particular person that you wanted to learn about, a police officer you wanted to learn about, and pay the fees, and that the state statute allows for open records, and all you would get all the certification and decertification actions against someone in the registry that you wanted to look at. You could get their employment history, their training history, their certification status. And all of that is a public record. And, you know, any time that a police officer is decertified, of course, there's a legal process. So I believe it's a civil process. And those hearings, like all other hearings, are open to the public. And then what I really, one of my favorite things about C-Post is that every so often when they get enough cases, they publish what they call the integrity bulletin. And this bulletin gives information. They have a few things in there that are kind of technical, like new regulations and laws that that affect C-Post operations, you know, like police conduct and certification. But it also, this is what's interesting to me, is it includes case summaries for the decertifications for all the officers that are decertified in the state of Kansas for misconduct. That information is put into the integrity bulletin. And, you know, it's an interesting read, and I send it out to our officers every so often, because I believe it's a cautionary tale, and it can show us, it shows us where the boundaries are and what the rules are on the playing field, and it drives it home and reminds us of what is appropriate and what's inappropriate. And it's like I say, it's just a cautionary tale, and it tells you, hey, you know, police officer, this is what has gotten others in your profession in trouble, and you better not do it. And so I think it's a great communication and learning device. And you can't read all of it. It gets pretty tedious after a while because there's quite a bit in there, but you can learn a lot from it. And it's especially for young police officers just coming into the profession and being indoctrinated into the world of integrity and ethics that we operate in. It's just a really good device for them to read and learn about. But anybody can sign up to receive that, Kyle. So, you know, if your listeners aren't driving your car, don't do it while you're driving. But if you're not driving, you can go to C-Post website. You can sign up to receive that integrity bulletin by email. And if you want some, you got the time, those integrity bulletins are posted going all the way back to 2014.
All right, and we got about just about a minute and a half left, Chief Harrison. So we're gonna have to ended a little bit shorter than I wanted to due to the time limits here. But just kind of some closing thoughts on C-Post. Just kind of let everybody know again what it's all about. Just kind of closing thoughts on it.
Well, it's the regulatory body. It's your regulatory body as a citizen to make sure that they police the police in the state of Kansas. And it makes sure that all of us, our civil rights are protected and that officers are operating with a high degree of integrity and ethics.
All right. Well, sir, I appreciate you joining us this morning and joining us once a month. And we always look forward to it. And we look forward to talking to you again next month.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Have a great Thursday.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. You have a great Thursday as well. All right, that is the Chief of Police of Independence. That is Jerry Harrison joining us this morning. Again, we appreciate him coming on today, talking about Kansas C-Post, which is the Kansas Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training. And again, we enjoy talking to him the second Tuesday of the month. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have the folks from the Wilson Medical Center in with us today. And we'll be talking about human resources at Wilson Medical Center and just human resources in general. And that's coming up here at around 8:10. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning here in Southeast Kansas. Currently, it's 34 degrees outside. Expecting snow a little bit later on tonight. And again, a high of around 39. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.